Finally awake, I see. About fucking time. Oh, don't bother struggling, Professor. I tied those ropes very tight. You'll just end up hurting yourself. Really? Really? You don't remember who I am? You're a bigger piece of shit than I thought. I was your best and brightest student. That is, until you decided that my work didn't have any merit, you failed me, and then you got me kicked out of school. What? My work is not insane. It is brilliant, and will provide a miracle for couples who cannot conceive on their own. By taking one of the pills I've been developing, any man or woman can have their genetic code overwritten temporarily. A man's penis and testicles will disappear, and in its place, a beautiful vagina and a working, fertile womb. Any woman who takes it will have their genitalia temporarily replaced with a magnificent cock and two glorious full testicles. Just imagine the good it can do! Infertile men and women will be given working reproductive organs. Gay and lesbian couples will have the ability to have children of their own. Career-minded women can impregnate their husbands and focus on their jobs. Okay, you know what? Fine. I'll admit it. Part of the reason I started this work was for my own interests. But really, what woman doesn't dream of having a huge, throbbing fooda cuck of their own? A long, thick piece of man meat that they can swing in the face of any little bitch who dares to talk back to them? What woman wouldn't jump at the chance to thrust their newly grown dick deep into the soft, wet, fertile womb of a recently transformed femboy? To pound it with all their might and to release load after load of hot, creamy spunk deep inside of them. What woman wouldn't love to see their man barefoot and pregnant with their baby, to watch as their once hard, muscular body transforms into a soft, curvy, feminine form whose only purpose is to bring new life into this world? It would be glorious. You dare call me a pervert? You say you're glad my project was shut down for good? Oh, well, what if I told you it wasn't? Let's just say I found some, you know, outside investors who were very interested in my work. Oh, I'm dead serious. As a heart attack. And thanks to their generous contributions, I finally completed my research. Don't believe me? Well, why don't you see for yourself? Well, what does it look like, you idiot? It's my miracle pill. Aren't you proud? All of that time, all of that research, and all of that school's money actually came to fruition. It's already past animal testing. All that's left is for it to be tested, well, on humans. So, you finally understand why I brought you here, right? Well, I'm happy to say, congratulations, Professor. You're going to be the first human test subject for a miracle drug that will transform humanity in ways you never thought possible. Oh, don't worry. The effects will only last a few hours. Unless, of course... hold on. I told you not to struggle. You can save your breath while you're at it. We're miles from anywhere. You can scream all you want, but no one is coming to save you. You say you'll let me back into school if I let you go? You'll even give me an A? Oh, shucks. That's very kind of you, Professor, but I personally believe that a good grade isn't worth having if I didn't earn it myself. And I intend to earn my A right fucking now. Well, it's time for your student to hand in her final exam. Let me just open this. Oh no, you're gonna be taking this, motherfucker. See this? Pink and going zoop right in your fucking mouth. Now then, let's observe the reaction. How do you feel? I see. Oh, it looks like the physical transformation has already begun. Incredible. God, I have to film this for future research. Yes, yes, it does appear as if your cock is receding back inside you. Oh, your testicles are beginning to shrivel up as well. How remarkable. I've dreamt of this moment forever. The pills increase fertility while transforming the body. The added hormones should also increase your body's libido, meaning your body will go through intense pleasure while you transition to... Oh my god. Did your half-formed cock just orgasm while transforming into a pussy? Oh my god, that is truly remarkable. We've never seen that during animal testing. It seems as though your cock attempted to ejaculate, but the discharge is completely clear. It looks as though all the sperm in your balls had already been destroyed as your testicles began to transform into a set of ovaries. Amazing. Now, the head of your cock is beginning to shrivel up. Oh, it's forming your new clitoris. And your ball sack is beginning to constrict to form the lips of your labia. Oh, what's that? I shouldn't treat you like a science experiment? I should treat you with respect? Why? I mean... Why? You stopped being my science professor when you tried to destroy my life's work. Look, I lost all respect for you that day. All of it. Now, all you are to me, right now, is a science experiment. Whether you like it or not. A strange feeling in your stomach? That must be your newly formed womb beginning to grow. Soon your testes will fully transform into a pair of ovaries and take their place on either side of your uterus, marking the end of your transformation. The final phase of this transformation might be a little intense. You can hold my hand if you need something to grab onto. Don't worry, Professor. Daddy's here. I'm gonna take good care of you. Are you gonna come for me again? Are you? Do it. Do it. Just let it all out for Daddy. That's it, slut. Come for me. Come for Daddy. Come for me right fucking now. Oh, marvelous. It appears the transformation is complete. The subject's cock and balls have been transformed into a fully functioning pussy and womb. Additionally, the subject, who will henceforth be referred to as slut, appears to have a clear liquid coming from her newly formed pussy. Conclusion? Slut is currently ovulating and is ready to be impregnated. Oh, I'm not gonna let you go quite yet. It's time to move on to phase 2 of the experiment. Well, we've seen how these pills affect a human male. Now it's time to test them on a human female. Yay! That's right. Who better to test this experimental new project than its creator?
Mwah.
Bottoms up. Oh, I'm not insane, slut. I'm a visionary, and one day my vision will change the world. Oh, I need to strip down. I just need to film my own changes for science. Yes, of course, it's only for science. Yes, do you see it, slut? Do you see the way my clit is growing larger, wider, and fatter? It's bulging out of my pussy. I can feel it. I can feel the changes deep inside my body. All happening right now. My womb is disappearing, and my ovaries are transforming into a pair of heavy, full testicles. Now look at it, slut. See the results of my experiment. Watch as my cock begins to grow. God, I've been waiting so long for this day. Finally, my greatest dream has come true. Very observant, slut. My cock is getting quite long. Based on your previous research, the Fuda cock can grow to an average of 12 inches, but it is possible that it might get even longer. It might grow to be as larger as 16 or maybe even 18 inches, depending on the person. You think that's insane? The only thing insane is that I didn't try this sooner. This feels... oh, amazing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Who would have known growing a cock would feel so good? I can feel my new testicles descending. They're about to pop out of my body. And when they do, I think I'm gonna... Oh, I'm coming! Incredible. Oh, I never knew a male orgasm was so intense. And look at this. I'm still hard. Even after ejaculating what must have been nearly a pint of cum. Oh, oops. It looks like I accidentally came all over your body. Sorry. Oh, let you go? I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, we still haven't completed the final phase of this experiment. Well, we now have a fully functioning cock and a fully functioning pussy. Now, it's time to test and see how well the two... you know, interact with each other. That's right, slut. I'm gonna fuck you. Your former student is about to fuck your new virgin pussy with her massive throbbing cock. Isn't it perfect? Not only will I prove once and for all that my pills really work, I will finally get my revenge on you for everything you did to me. Yes, you can call it rape if you want. After all, that's what this is. I'm gonna rape you, and I'm gonna enjoy every fucking second of it. Yes. Do you like that, slut? Do you like the way my cock thrusts in and out of your body? Oh, there's no way I'm gonna pull out of you. Oh god, this feels so fucking good. It feels too fucking good. Do you want to know a secret? Everything since I first walked into your classroom, I knew one day I would use these pills on you. I thought you were so handsome and so fucking brilliant. I thought you seem for my work for the genius that it is and would join me in my quest to change the world for the better. But you rejected me. Now I have no choice but to force you to see things my way. But either way, you now realize the truth. You realize that I was right and you were wrong, and now you're gonna pay the price for your foolishness. You'll pay it with your fucking pride. You'll pay it with your self-respect. Most importantly, you'll pay it with your pussy. You're gonna come for me? Oh, God, yes, that's just perfect. To come while being raped by your former student as she triumphantly proves to you that you are wrong. Dead wrong. What a perfect fall from grace. Do it. Come for me. I want to feel your pussy clench around my cock as you give in to me. Just know that moment you give in, I'm going to blow a full fucking load of cum deep into your fertile virgin womb. There's no one coming to help you. There's nothing you can do to accept surrender. Surrender to me, slut. Come for me. Come for daddy. Yes. 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 Come on. Come for daddy. Come, you little slut. Come for daddy. Come. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come inside you. Come inside you. Wakey wakey. How are you doing, slut? You passed out after that last massive orgasm. My god, you've been out for hours. Look, it's been so long. My cock has turned back into a pussy. I guess I was just too much for you. Oh, don't try and get so pissy with me, slut. Did you forget that I recorded everything on film? Good. And I assume you don't want a video of your boy pussy being raped posted all over the entire internet. Good slut. Now I'm going to release you soon, but before I do, let me tell you what's going to happen. First, you're going to have me reinstated as a student at the university. Second, you will change my grade from last year from an F to an A. I clearly earned it after my little demonstration. And finally, I want you to use your entire life savings to invest in my research. What? Are you still not convinced that my pills really work? Well, I guess I could find other investors. Maybe I can, you know, convince them if I show them the footage of you and I fucking. Oh, very good, slut. I'll go ahead and untie you now. Oh, and don't worry about the money. You won't regret it. As you can see, my pills work just as they were intended to.
Oh, so you finally noticed, huh?
No, the effects from your pill haven't worn off yet, and I'm afraid they won't for a long, long time. You see, normally the effects only last a few hours, unless, of course, fertilization occurs.
That's right! You've been impregnated by me! Now, my child is going to grow inside of you for 9 months, and that time, your belly will get bigger, your hips will get wider, you'll even start to grow breasts. Ooh, I can't wait to document all the changes your body will undergo as you come to term. With all those female hormones coursing through your body, there is no telling what might happen. You may even undergo a full transformation and turn completely into a woman.
Okay. Relax. Even if you do undergo a complete transformation, I should be able to use my pills to reverse it. Hey, who knows? You might even find that you prefer being a woman. Besides, no one will ever notice for the first few months. They'll just assume you're getting fat. Then, at the end of semester, when your belly and tits grow too big to ignore, you can take a sabbatical and give birth to our child in secret. Oh, don't worry. I won't tell anyone about this. After all, I have to protect my baby mama.
Oh, I don't think so. We still have more research to do. I mean,
it's time to test how well my food a cock works on someone who's already been impregnated.
Now, you aren't going to try and disobey me, are you? Good slut. Now turn around and bend over for daddy.